In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. We are called to tell the biblical narrative about Jesus Christ like he is, the way, the truth, and the life. We are not called to beat around the bush and present God in Christ is a nice, warm, fuzzy counselor, but to preach Christ crucified, who never himself beat around the bush, but he always told it like it is regarding his mission as God incarnate. And so he did respond, of course, to some Greeks who wanted to see Jesus. So Jesus responds, and he cuts to the chase. Unlike we occasionally, of course, respond sometimes with long, moralistic words and phrases, ignoring the text and making it what we want to make it about some kind of, well, what we think is meet, right, and salutary, rather than about he who is speaking, God. As his mission is winding down, he continues to teach us that unless all scripture is fulfilled in his righteousness, we just might as well close the doors on our salvation and know that when our earthly life is over, that's it, it's the end. No new heaven, no new earth. So that we continue by faith alone to have hope in he who is the Son of God, and he who is the Son of God must die and be raised for our justification, Jesus responds by telling what kind of death how he was going to die. And so he says, unless a grain of wheat falls to the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. So if the seed doesn't die, you might as well load and lock the caskets, as they are now, and put a big sign out there on the cemetery plots, whether they're with the church or some other city or town, and say, the end. It's over. If the seed doesn't die, lock the doors on this chapel, go home, bury your heads in the sand, and say, Well, I guess he tried. Well, what else can you do? Whatever. If the seed doesn't die, then the Word of God truly then becomes sort of like, well, these are some good moralistic teachings that we can follow as men and women, but it seems to me that already has happened in the minds of a lot of people. Yet the seed died. It died. It went to the ground and rose to the tree of life, bearing much fruit. I see a lot of fruit out here. And so we have life through his death and his resurrection, as Paul writes. We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. And Jesus says, whoever loves his life loses it, and whoever hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. I mean, this is so contrary to the culture of self today, when people really believe that it's all about me. I call this the Fonzie complex. It's all about me. And look at me. I mean, the church can't live without me. I'm the Herr Pastor. I set things up. I do the programs. I do what people want me to do. It's all about what I say and not who is speaking. But God, as Paul writes, being rich in mercy because of the great love with which he loved us, even though we were dead in our trespasses and sins, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. And Jesus goes on. If anyone serves me, he must follow me. And where I am, there will my servant be also. You know, once again, following the desires of yourself in the pursuit of happiness, all this ends up in is a blind alley. A blind alley where there will be nothing but weeping and gnashing of teeth. But Jesus says, if anyone serves me, he must follow me. And where I am, there my servant will be also. You see, we serve him by faith alone because he first served himself up on the dead tree. And John writes, and if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to be with myself, that where I am, you may be also. And the Father speaks to the crowd, I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again. And Jesus says, this voice has come for your sake, not mine. Boy, that's powerful. That is powerful. God is not as a distant, like Bette Midler sings. God is with us. He is with us in our living, the life of Christ in this world, in our dying in Christ. God is with us in our suffering. God is with us in all of the troubles we might have. God is with us in our joys. God is with us in our grieving. Emmanuel is with us. God is in the bread and the wine for Christians to eat and to drink. He is not at a distance. Lifted up on that dead tree, he has given us the gift of grace life with him, who has always told us not only like he is, but also who he is. He is Jesus Christ, God incarnate. Amen. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.